Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new here, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about why the birth of Christ was announced to shepherds. It was an ordinary night. The shepherds had corralled their sheep for the evening. The men sheltered together around a fire to warm themselves from the cool of the night. If they were fortunate, they would catch a few hours of sleep. Nothing could have prepared them for what would happen in the early morning hours. Little did they know, this night would change their lives and would be talked about worldwide for the next 2,000 years. Luke chapter 2 tells the familiar story. Verse 9 says, "Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them." I like that word, suddenly. I guess there's no other way for an angel of God to show up but suddenly. In the still and darkness of a Bethlehem night, suddenly an angel appeared to these men, and a radiant light of God's glory must have nearly blinded them. We can understand the next words in the verse. It says, they were terrified. But the angel calms their fears by telling them to not be afraid. The angel has come with an announcement. In fact, these weary shepherds would be the first to know. God is making his grand announcement that his son has been born. The long-awaited Messiah has come. The scriptures have been fulfilled on this night. Heaven is making a press conference. Yet the announcement was not made to Jewish religious leaders like Pharisees, Sadducees, or scribes. The good news was not shared with King Herod or other influential residents of nearby Jerusalem. No, these men slept soundly that night without interruption. Obviously, God could have made this announcement to anyone he had chosen, but he makes an interesting selection, one that should be noticed by all. He first announces the birth of Jesus to a few shepherds watching their sheep in the fields outside of the village of Bethlehem. There is only one announcement of Christ's birth recorded in the Bible. Only one invitation from God to anyone to come visit Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And that one invitation goes to a bunch of uneducated, smelly, low-class, social and religious outcasts, a bunch of shepherds. Shepherds in the first century were thought of as social outcasts. Since they were constantly on the move to find new pasture for their flocks, they were looked on with suspicion. They were often accused of being thieves. If something came up missing, the thought was, it must have been those shepherds. They were not even allowed to give testimony in a legal proceeding because their word was not considered trustworthy. So why announce the birth of Jesus to these men? That is a very important question. Why shepherds when you have so many other options? Doesn't it make sense to let the important people know first? I mean, no offense to shepherds, but if you want to get the news out, why would you make the announcement at night, out in the middle of some field? Because by selecting the shepherds, God is making a statement. God wanted to show that his love does not discriminate on the basis of class or wealth or social standing. He does not respect kings and princes more than hourly laborers. He does not value priests and pastors above people on the street. God does not show favoritism. He does not give preferential treatment to one group of people over another. His love is available to all on the same basis, faith in Jesus Christ and faith alone. Luke chapter 2, verse 15 tells us, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' And the rest is history." Here's today's challenge. Let's join the shepherds in worshiping Jesus because he has given all access to salvation. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you like this podcast, you can help us find new listeners by leaving a rating and a review on Apple Podcast. This small step only takes a minute and really helps us grow the listening audience. So let me thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day, and until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.